have a safe, stable, and affordable home that allows them to thrive. Information about ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at MelvilleTrust.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Zoo Lights, holidays from around the world, November 21st through December 31st, now with private igloos for rent. Reservations and tickets at topekazoo.org.
It's 52 degrees in Lawrence, 55 in Topeka. It's 6:06.
Central to NPR's new podcast, Carlson's War, which we will hear a part of on this Veterans Day on this show. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. Lots of other frequencies, too, all around the state. You can always listen over the web at kansaspublicradio.org, where we are always streaming KPR 1 and KPR 2.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
Thanks so much for spending part of your day with us here at KPR. Coming up, news headlines. And before we get to 7 o'clock, we will have a quick look at some of the latest card games, board games, things you can do with the whole family. Maybe you've got a whole family of people coming in for the holidays, not sure what to do with everyone. Maybe you'd like some stuff that's a little more kid-friendly. We will be your guide coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Music, presenting the 101st Vespers. The seasonal music tradition returns December 4th, 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Center. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Speaking of holiday things to do, KPR's Big Band Christmas is taking place on Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. Last year's concert sold out 2 weeks early, so now's the time. Visit Ticketmaster.com or the Liberty Hall box office and get your tickets locked in for Big Band Christmas with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. All the details are available at KansasPublicRadio.org, and we do not advise you going to a reseller or third party. Check out KPR.org for all the information. The time is 6:20.
This is NPR News. There's a fight for the future of the Democratic Party, and at its center are young political strategists who want the party to see where it's going wrong.
We would be doing a deep disservice to our party and to the country if we were not looking in the mirror.
We speak to Morris Katz, a strategist behind the historic mayoral win of Democratic Socialist Zohran Mamdani in New York. He wants to replicate that across the country. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition, a great way to start off your day with the very latest news.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics, providing pediatric primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for children from birth to age 21 at One Lawrence location. More information at pandapeds.com.
News headlines are coming up next at 6:30.
Stocks finished mixed on Wall Street. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Rural Marion County, Kansas, will pay a total of $3 million to settle a lawsuit over its role in a small-town newspaper raid that made national news. As Frank Morris reports, that newspaper, the Marion County Record, is still pressing a lawsuit against the city of Marion.
On Friday morning in the summer of 2023, Marion, Kansas's entire five-member police force and two sheriff's deputies stormed the town's newspaper office and the publisher's home, confronting the publisher's 98-year-old mother, who had a heart attack and died the next day. The officers seized computers and cell phones, looking for evidence that the paper had improperly obtained confirmation of a local business owner's drunk driving conviction. An investigation later found no evidence of criminal conduct by the paper. This week, the county apologized. It'll split the $3 million payment among the publisher, two reporters, and the town's former vice mayor, whose home was also raided. The arrangement doesn't clear the police chief of criminal charges or the city's liability in approving the raids. I'm Frank Morris.
Both of Kansas's Republican U.S. senators voted with the majority last night to fund the federal government. They were critical votes. 8 members of the Democratic caucus joined 52 Republicans to meet the minimum number of 60 votes required to move forward. WIBW-TV reports Senator Jerry Moran called the shutdown, quote, useless and unnecessary. Senator Roger Marshall blamed Democrats for, quote, holding the government hostage. The U.S. House must now pass the measure before the government can reopen. The northern lights could be visible in parts of Missouri and Kansas if conditions are favorable tonight and tomorrow night. Americans over much of the northern half of the country, perhaps as far south as Alabama, could see the lights, also known as the Aurora Borealis. The Space Weather Prediction Center says a geomagnetic storm above Earth produces the northern lights, and the stronger the storm, the farther south the lights may appear. For the best chance of seeing the aurora, head to a dark location with clear skies and look to the northern horizon. Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tomorrow night as well with lows in the lower 40s. We're expecting a high in the upper 60s for Thursday as well. This is KPR, and it is 635.
Support.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Well, the holiday season is on its way, and if you are looking for some fun things to do during family get-togethers, you might consider a new card game or a new board game. Suzanne Perez talked with the owner of a Wichita toy store to see what's new this year for your game table.
If you're shopping for games, you can pull out a game and have a great time.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
You'll find photos and more information on these and other board games at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan, along with lots of other frequencies. They're all listed for you at our website as well. We are always streaming, and we have an app. Check out the KPR app, versions for both Android and iOS.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Civic Orchestra, presenting musical memories of Fantasia, November 14th at 7:30 p.m. and 15th at 2 p.m. at Atonement Lutheran Church. Saturday matinee follows Babar Instrument Zoo at 12:45. Details at kccivic.org.
We do still have about 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come your way. If you're joining us on KPR One stations this evening, stick around at 7:01 for an update of news headlines, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. If you are joining us on KPR 2, up next we have Reveal.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-60s. At last report, 50 degrees in Lawrence. It is 10 minutes before 7.
It's all platforms. And from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort, offering small ship experiences with a shore excursion included in every port and programs designed for cultural enrichment. Learn more at Viking.com. This is NPR.
The 26-year-old political strategist behind Zohran Mamdani's historic win in New York talks about the future of the Democratic Party on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
KPR's Community Spotlight program values organizations that share our commitment to the arts, education, health, well-being, sustainability, and diversity of the areas we serve, and will highlight a nonprofit each month using KPR's airwaves. Applications at kansaspublicradio.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in this evening. Up next, we have news headlines followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music focused on America and Veterans Day. Destiny is your host. It's coming right up.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-30s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-60s. Should stay fairly warm all the way through the weekend. On Monday of next week, though, a return to more fall-like temperatures. It's 50 degrees in Lawrence. It is 7:01. The news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. The Supreme Court is postponing its decision on whether the federal government must fully fund SNAP food assistance until next week. That'll allow time for a deal currently making its way through Congress to end the government shutdown. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, reopening the government would render the issue moot.
The Trump administration had asked the court to block a lower court order forcing the government to fully fund SNAP benefits, saying that was not the judiciary's call. The administration pressed the case, even as it acknowledged that the deal now advancing to end the shutdown would restore full funding. One lawyer for the administration told a lower court that would happen as soon as 24 hours later. The Supreme Court did not speak to the merits of the case, but in a three-sentence order, it did note that Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, who allowed a previous pause while the case was on appeal, would not have allowed the Trump administration to continue avoiding full SNAP payments. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
Airlines have canceled more than 1,200 domestic and international flights today as air traffic restrictions continued to ramp up during the government shutdown. NPR's Joel Rose reports airline disruptions are likely to continue even if the shutdown comes to an end.
The Federal Aviation Administration ordered airlines to reduce air traffic at the nation's busiest airports, with cuts rising to 10% of flights by Friday. The agency has been dealing with persistent staffing shortages of air traffic controllers, who are required to work without pay during the shutdown. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says controllers could receive some of their back pay within 48 hours of the government reopening.
They'll get a big lump sum of what they're due, which is helpful. They don't have to wait another 2 weeks to be paid.
Still, Duffy warns that disruptions and delays could continue after the shutdown ends. A trade group for the airline says it could take days for operations to return to normal. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
Jackson State University students took time this Veterans Day to commemorate the legacy of black soldiers who fought in the Civil War. Mississippi Public Broadcasting's Shamira Muhammad speaks to a student about honoring veterans of color.
Alfred L. Coleman.
Georgia native Kyan Parker read out the names of the black men who served in the 53rd Regiment of the United States Colored Infantry for the Union Army during the Civil War. Many of these soldiers were formerly enslaved. Parker is a junior ROTC student and a member of the Mississippi National Guard.
It's very important to pay your tribute to all the colored troops as well. It's kind of important to give everybody their flowers.
Parker says he decided to follow the example of his own father, a senior military officer.
I want to be, you know, like him because he's all about integrity, he's all about respect, and I feel like that's what it means to be a black citizen in the military.
For NPR News, I'm Shamira Muhammad in Jackson, Mississippi.
The S&P 500 added 0.2% today. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate November 11th. Edwin Hubble gets the credit for discovering that the universe is expanding. But that finding was made possible by work done by Vesto Slipher. He was the first to measure the motions of distant galaxies, the key to Hubble's discovery. Slifer was born 150 years ago today in Mulberry, Indiana. He worked on the family farm and developed an interest in astronomy. A college professor helped him get a job as an assistant at Lowell Observatory in Arizona, where he worked for the next five decades. Slifer studied what were called spiral nebulae. It wasn't certain whether these pinwheels were motes of matter in the Milky Way or island universes of stars outside the Milky Way. Slifer used a technique that splits an object's light into its individual wavelengths. The object's motion shifts those wavelengths. Objects that are moving away from us are shifted to longer, redder wavelengths. Slifer found that most of the spirals were moving away from us in a hurry. He suggested the objects were far outside the Milky Way, but he couldn't prove it because he had no way to measure the distances. Hubble did measure the distances, proving that the spirals are separate galaxies. He then combined Slifer's observations with his own to show that the farther a galaxy, the faster it was moving. Later, astronomers concluded that the universe is expanding, a finding made possible, in large part, by Besto Slifer. We have skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, home to four floors of public exhibits, including the historic panorama, live snakes and insects, fossils, and more, highlighting past and present life on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Thank you.
Copeland's Fanfare for the Common Man to open this Veterans Day here on Kansas Public Radio. That recording featured Gerard Schwartz and the Seattle Symphony. Hello, I am Destiny. Happy Veterans Day, and thank you to all of you out there who have served this country with pride. We are really lucky to have you, and our freedom is not free. So a big thank you out there to all the veterans. So this hour, I have some music that I thought might be appropriate for Veterans Day. One thing I really love is Dvorak's American String Quartet. He visited America, and there are some really nice sounds in there. That's coming up in about 5 minutes. I did find something really interesting and beautiful. It's called Dirge for Two Veterans, and it's with Thomas Hampson as the baritone, and I think you are going to really like it. It's by Kurt Weill. It's right now on KPR.
A dirge for two veterans here on KPR by Kurt Vile, Thomas Hampson on a baritone. Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. I am your host, Destiny. Glad you are joining me this hour. Somewhere over the rainbow, there is magic, and well, I've got an interesting thing to listen to about the rainbows from a composer whom I actually went on a hike with in Colorado. I just remembered that. Wow, it is a small world. Guess you're going to have to find that out in about half an hour, so don't go take a hike. Stay listening to Kansas Public Radio. That was really cheesy. Support for classical music on KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary. And the Topeka Zoo, offering zoo memberships for individuals and families alike. For unlimited admission to the zoo year-round, details on the benefits of a Topeka Zoo membership can be found at topekazoo.org. Maybe I should create a zoo membership to my house with all of my cats, who have been very quiet whenever I'm in the home studio. It's very peculiar. I digress. Let us listen to this gorgeous string quartet that I'm going to be performing in March. Dvorak's Quartet No. 12, The American, with the Tokyo String Quartet. Enjoy. On Kansas Public Radio. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dvorak's American String Quartet here on KPR, Quartet No. 12, with the Tokyo String Quartet. For this Veterans Day, thank you to all of our veterans out there. We appreciate you. All right, I had mentioned that I went on a hike with this next composer. I did indeed, and other people, and it was really cool talking to a composer about his music. So, rainbows are beautiful, and we could all use a little magic in our life. Chris Theofanidis wrote Rainbow Body. And it was actually inspired by early medieval music, a chant by Hildegard von Bingen. It's based on the chant Ave Maria, Hail Mary, Source of Life. It begins mysteriously and it's turbulent, but it's beautiful. I think you'll like it. It's right now on KPR.
Thank you.
Theophanidis, Rainbow Body, here on Kansas Public Radio, conducted by Robert Spano with the Symphony Orchestra. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this hour, this very special Veterans Day. I'm back next hour with some more music, some fiddle faddle, shall we say, and also a fanfare for all of the volunteers out there. I know that there are a lot of veterans who volunteer their time, and I know that there are a lot of people who volunteer their time for veterans. So it's going to be quite the nice hour. While we listen to the news, do me a little favor. Can you go to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest? It's my new-ish show on Saturdays from 1 to 4, and you help me pick the playlist, and I need requests for this coming Saturday. Indeed, I do. And even if you don't know the name of the composer, you can kind of describe it to me and see if I can find it. It makes it fun. All right, I'll be right back on KPR.
The atomic terrors of the 1950s are back. Friday night at KPR's Next Cinema A Go-Go.
Who knows what waits for us in nature's no man's land?
Our big double feature includes The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, where a radioactive dinosaur eats New York City.
New York is like a city besieged.
And on the same big screen, It Came from Beneath the Sea. It's Friday night at 7, Liberty Hall. Tickets at the door. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and unique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum, now until Wednesday, December 31st. Details at lecomptonkansas.com. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Veterans Day commemorated at Arlington National Cemetery. NPR's Tamara Keith reports President Trump paid tribute to the men and women who served in the U.S. military.
President Trump laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier before delivering remarks thanking America's military veterans for their service.
We want to also say thank you for carrying America's fate on your strong, very broad, proud shoulders. Each of you has earned the respect and the gratitude of our entire nation.
Trump did take a quick detour to celebrate what he called a win for Republican leaders in Congress getting a deal to reopen the government. The House of Representatives is set to vote on a short-term funding measure as soon as tomorrow. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the White House.
With the government shutdown likely coming to a close, thousands are still grappling with its effects. Mississippi Public Broadcasting's Elise Gregg spoke with one furloughed federal worker who's been using her free time to volunteer.
For Joyce Robinson, a veteran and civilian employee with the National Guard, staying busy while she's away from her job isn't an option.
We have not been working for the last 40 days, and I just felt like giving my time back, doing something that's rewarding to me, made me feel like I was at work.
She's been volunteering with Mississippi Food Network, which has helped support those who haven't received SNAP benefits this month. In the meantime, she's trying to make ends meet herself.
It's not like I don't have any food in the house. It's just, you know, the unknown, not knowing that I haven't received a check in 40 days.
She's optimistic about coming back to work soon, though. For NPR News, I'm Elise Gregg in Jackson.
As President Trump has been pushing Republicans to redraw congressional lines before the 2026 midterm elections, strong reactions are coming in after a court ruling in Utah Monday went the other way. Martha Harris of member station KUER reports that Republicans say the judge overreached.
One of Utah's four congressional districts now favors Democrats. Emma Petty Adams is with Mormon Women for Ethical Government, which was part of the 2022 lawsuit prompting the new map.
At a time when politicians are rushing to gerrymander their states for political advantage all over the country, a cross-partisan group of Utah citizens are finally seeing the fruits of their persistence and years-long commitment to do the opposite.
But Republican leaders condemned the ruling, calling the map gerrymandered. This court ruling happens to come during a redistricting race to draw maps that could help their party keep control of Congress. For NPR News, I'm Martha Harris in Salt Lake City.
Stocks closed mixed today. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping those in need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
let's give a round of applause to all of our veterans out there, actually, here on Kansas Public Radio. Happy Veterans Day. It's the second hour of Evening Classical. I am Destiny. Glad you're here with me. And that's a little Fiddle Faddle by Leroy Anderson in honor of Veterans Day. I think it's super fun. Everyone needs a little fun in their life. That was Frederick Fennell and the Boston Pops. I love the Fiddle Faddle and the fiddle. I also play the violin and the fiddle, and you know, if you want to sound extra smart to people about what the difference between a violin and a fiddle is, yes, there's lots of answers, there's lots of jokes that have been made out of it, but here is a fun and interesting fact. Some fiddle players shave the bridge, the thing that holds up the strings, they shave that angle a little flat so they're able to play more strings at once. I know, don't tell anyone, it's a big secret. I've got something kind of in that vein at the end of the hour. It's really nice by Mark O'Connor, Fanfare for the Volunteer, because I know many of you volunteer your time out there to help veterans, and many veterans are volunteers in society, and I love that. So that'll be a special treat. Right now, I thought we could indulge in a Tchaikovsky concert fantasy. Yes, indeed. It's about half an hour long. It's quite nice. So I hope you love listening to it with me right now on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dmitry Yablonsky conducting the Russian Phil in Tchaikovsky's Concert Fantasy here on Kansas Public Radio. A little fantasy for the evening. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Lots of other great frequencies out there. Thanks for being here. By the way, creepy crawly monsters spawned by atomic radiation are loose Friday night at Liberty Hall for KPR's next Cinema A-Go-Go. Straight out of the 1950s, we've got It Came from Beneath the Sea and The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms. Whew, Friday night at 7, tickets at the door. Made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. And I'd love to thank some of our great supporters that keep us here on the radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting stories of light, color, and hope in The Color and Light, featuring works by two Kansas composers, Saturday, November 22nd. More info and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. All right, a little fanfare for the volunteer. It is right now on KPR with Mark O'Connor on the violin. He's also the composer. And the London Phil. Enjoy.
Thank you.
for The Volunteer here on KPR by Mark O'Connor, the composer and violinist. London Philharmonic Orchestra and Stephen Mercurio conducting. I'm Destiny. Thanks for joining me on this Veterans Day. Again, thank you to all of our veterans out there. I really appreciate everything you do, and I know we here at KPR all appreciate you as well. And if I were to give one piece of advice in life, it would be to volunteer out there, everyone. It puts life in perspective, and it's a feel-good thing. So is listening to classical music. So is letting me know what you'd like to hear on my Saturday show from 1 to 4, kansaspublicradio.org/classics-by-request. There, I successfully got that plug in. Can't wait to hear from you. NPR News up next on KPR.
It's Michelle Martin. Every weekday morning, my Morning Edition co-host and I have some questions.
What do you say to that concern from voters that there needs to be...
Can this squarely be laid on the feet of the government shutdown, or are there deeper problems?
Do you agree it's important for government officials to be truthful before Congress?
Get information, context, accountability on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. And support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center, welcoming Jonathan Brook, a singer-songwriter merging folk, melodic pop, and roots rock. Sunday, November 23rd at 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. And this is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Are you selling an old car, truck, or boat? It's a real pain. But guess what? The KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org, and a tow truck will pick up the vehicle, and you'll receive a tax deduction. And guess what? That helps out our programming.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. The Supreme Court is extending its hold, allowing the Trump administration to not pay full SNAP food benefits through Thursday. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports the move appears aimed to allow time for negotiations to end the federal shutdown, which would render the issue moot.
The Trump administration had asked the high court to block full food benefits after a lower court judge ordered them. The extended stay means states can still make only partial payments. The legal wrangling over the country's largest anti-hunger program has kept millions of people who rely on it in limbo. That could change soon as Congress votes on a deal to end the shutdown, which includes SNAP funding until next fall. Restoring that will be a relief not only to recipients, but also the retail stores where they spend their SNAP dollars and food pantries, which have struggled to meet a surge in demand. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Some Democrats are criticizing the shutdown deal for not delivering on their key demand, the renewal of expiring health care subsidies. NPR's Deirdre Walsh talked with one of the Democratic negotiators, New Hampshire Senator Jeanine Shaheen, who says Republicans promised to consider the issue.
They got a commitment for a Senate vote by mid-December on a bill that they will write. Shaheen said she negotiated that directly with Senate Majority Leader John Thune. But there's no guarantee, even if the Senate could pass something, that the House Speaker Mike Johnson would put that on the House floor. But Shaheen says the White House was part of these discussions, and she pointed out that people in red states rely on these tax credits more than people in blue states.
NPR's Deirdre Walsh reporting. The short-term spending bill also includes language that would ban drugs derived from hemp. From member station KBIA, Harshon Rattenpaul has more on how that will impact the hemp businesses.
The bill would limit hemp products to just 0.4 milligrams of THC, the chemical in cannabis that gets people high. Hemp-derived drugs have been legal since the 2018 Farm Bill, which allowed growing cannabis for industrial purposes. Missouri farmer Brian Regal sells hemp-derived products, including gummies and drinks. He says the ban would bankrupt his companies.
As it kills the small market, it kills the farmer, it takes everything away from innovation. And I thought that's what the Republican Party stood for, and I was misinformed.
Republican Senator Rand Paul tried to get the hemp ban stricken from the bill, but almost all of his GOP colleagues voted to keep it. For NPR News, I'm Harshan Ratanpal in Columbia, Missouri.
Consumer advocacy group Public Citizen is calling for OpenAI to withdraw its Sora 2 video generating feature. They say the program is a threat to democracy and safety. AI-generated videos made on the app have flooded onto other social media platforms like TikTok, X, Instagram, and Facebook. This is NPR News from Washington. Thailand is threatening to suspend a ceasefire with Cambodia. It comes after a landmine explosion injured four Thai soldiers. Cambodia says the ordinance was from a previous conflict. The two countries signed a truce last month after deadly clashes in July, but tensions have remained. The U.S. did not send an official delegation to the annual climate negotiations in Brazil, but the U.S. isn't totally absent, as NPR's Alejandra Barunda reports.
Mayors and governors from across the country are attending the meeting known as COP30, including California Governor Gavin Newsom, who said the Trump administration has retreated from many of the country's climate goals. But that position doesn't represent the whole country.
I'm here because I don't want the United States of America to be a footnote at this conference.
He says there are many states and cities still prioritizing climate.
California is a stable and reliable partner in low-carbon green growth and will remain a stable and reliable partner in low-carbon green growth.
That message was echoed at another COP30 event with New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and representatives from cities like Savannah, Georgia. Alejandra Borunda, NPR News.
Marion County, Kansas has agreed to pay a small-town newspaper over $3 million and apologize over a police raid on the paper in 2023. The Marion County Records publisher sued the county after the raid in the town of 1,900 people. A blue diamond weighing more than 9.5 carats is sold for roughly $26 million at an auction in Switzerland. It's named Melon Blue after the late American arts patron Rachel Bunny Mellon. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Pew Charitable Trusts, sharing about the state of housing in America on the After the Fact podcast, available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact, and the Doris Duke Foundation.
Welcome to the Jazz Standard, y'all. Thank you so much for coming. On piano, John Toomey. On the bass, Elias Bailey. And on drums, Howard Curtis. Thanks.
And that was singer Renee Marie from the 2002 live recording, Renee Marie Live at the Jazz Standard Club in New York City with Deed I Do. That opened her set there, and it opened tonight's Jazz in the Night here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Bob McQueen, as we've got music from a Cannonball Adderley live recording in Bordeaux in France from 1969. That is on the way, an album that just appeared for the first time last year. And also pianist Emmett Cohen live in Detroit a few years ago. The Christian McBride Big Band is set to play for us as well here on Jazz in the Night. But let's hear from a great trio that pianist Benny Green had back in 1989 for Blue Note Records. Russell Malone guitar and Christian McBride bass joining Benny Green. It's a Joe Henderson tune called Punjab on KPR.